Hey there, ready to dive into the world of sales? You sent over a really interesting mix of stuff.
Yeah.
Articles, a podcast episode, even some personal notes, all kind of circling around this idea of moving beyond just transactional selling. It seems like you're really trying to figure out how to build real trust and offer something unique in a world where tech is kind of taking over. Well, let's dive in because I think we've got some insightful stuff to uncover.
Yeah, it is fascinating to see how it all connects, like the way that sales is changing, a rise of AI, and then this need to stay human in the middle of all this disruption.
And speaking of staying human, the podcast episode you shared features sales guru Dirk Beveridge. And he really paints a vivid picture of what he calls the trusted advisor. It's not just about knowing your product, it's about understanding the customer's business inside and out, maybe even better than they do, and bringing them solutions they never even knew they needed. Beveridge actually says only 1-2% of salespeople reach this level.
1-2%. That's a tiny fraction.
It is.
He goes on to break down those core traits of these trusted advisors. He talks about empathy, really deeply understanding the client's goals and their pain points, expertise bringing real solutions to the table, and then serious problem-solving skills to navigate all the twists and turns businesses face.
It sounds like a tall order.
It is.
For sure. But in the podcast, everyone agreed that making this shift going from just a source of products to a true resource for clients, that is absolutely crucial.
Absolutely. They brought up a fantastic example from Berlin Packaging, which has become a multi-billion dollar success story. Their salespeople don't just focus on selling packaging. Their goal is to actually boost the client's net income.
That's a powerful shift in thinking, isn't it?
It is.
It's not about pushing products, it's about understanding what the customer truly needs and finding solutions that genuinely make their business thrive. And I love how Beveridge talks about running towards problems. He actually shared a story about a top-performing forklift salesperson who thrives on tackling the toughest challenges head-on.
That resonates with me.
Instead of shying away from those tricky situations, this salesperson sees them as opportunities to demonstrate their value and solidify those relationships both with customers and within their own company. It's all about being proactive and focused on finding solutions. Which brings us to a crucial point the podcast hosts raised. Even if salespeople want to become these trusted advisors, sometimes the company culture itself can kind of get in the way.
Yes, the pressure to hit those short-term metrics and close deals quickly can sometimes overshadow the bigger goal of building those deep, value-driven relationships.
Beveridge calls them sustaining resources. It's really capturing that idea of being there for the long haul, guiding clients through an ever-changing business landscape.
That's a great point.
And he also challenges that old view of employees as just assets,
Yes.
advocating for a shift to seeing them as strengths.
Exactly. Instead of treating employees like something you own or control, you recognize their individual talents and potential, and you genuinely invest in their development and well-being. It's about fostering a culture where they can truly thrive.
It seems like that mindset shift is key to creating a workplace that actually nurtures the development of these trusted advisors.
It is.
And of course, we can't ignore the elephant in the room, technology, specifically AI. The podcast acknowledged that AI is going to replace some jobs. That's inevitable. But they were also quite optimistic about AI's potential to empower salespeople, weren't they?
The key they argued is finding that sweet spot between innovation and humanity, using AI to enhance, not replace, those crucial human interactions.
Like using AI-powered CRM systems to gain deeper customer insights and tailor communication in a more effective way.
Precisely, AI can offer a whole new level of understanding about what clients need, allowing salespeople to personalize their approach in a way that builds trust and strengthens those all-important relationships. It's not about letting the machines take over.
It's about using technology to become even better at what we do best, building relationships, understanding problems, and coming up with creative solutions. Which, by the way, leads to one of my favorite parts of the podcast. Beveridge uses this idea from Aristotle, called the virtuous mean, to explain how businesses can balance these seemingly opposite forces innovation, and humanity.
It's such a powerful analogy, he argues, that the key is finding the right balance between those two extremes.
Right.
Not going too far in either direction,
yeah,
and staying focused on guiding both customers and employees towards a better future.
Okay. I'm with you on the concept, but what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, let's take AI in sales as a specific example. We've talked about AI's potential for gathering those deep customer insights and personalizing communication. But what about those fears that it's going to completely replace salespeople altogether?
Yeah, that's a big one. What did they have to say about that?
It all boils down to remembering that AI at its core is a tool.
Yeah.
It's powerful, yes, but it's only as effective as the humans who are wielding it.
So the human element is still absolutely essential.
Absolutely. Think of it this way. AI can handle those routine tasks and provide valuable data,
mm-hmm,
but it can't replicate those human skills of empathy, critical thinking, and creative problem solving.
Right.
It can't build trust in the same way we can.
And those are the skills that are at the heart of becoming a trusted advisor.
Exactly. And that's where Beveridge's concept of the virtuous mean comes into play again.
Okay.
It's about striking that balance between harnessing the power of AI.
Right.
While nurturing those irreplaceable human qualities.
Instead of viewing AI as a threat, we should be thinking about it as an opportunity to enhance our strengths as salespeople.
Yeah.
To become even more effective at connecting with customers and providing real value.
Precisely. And Beveridge even suggests that AI can level the playing field.
Oh, interesting.
Especially for those who are new to a particular industry or product line.
Okay.
He gave the example of Midwest Wheel, a distributor using AI to help their counter salespeople answer customer questions confidently, even on their very first day.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Takes away that fear of not knowing enough.
Right.
And lets them focus on building those relationships and providing great service right from the start.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
The employee feels empowered and the customer gets a better experience.
Right.
I'm starting to see how AI can contribute to a more human-centric workplace rather than taking away from it.
I think you're right. It's all about using it the right way. But there was another interesting point they debated. Can AI actually become the enemy of innovation?
Ah, yes. That's a provocative one. One of the hosts worried that AI and its quest for efficiency might stifle our creativity,
yeah,
and that drive to find new solutions.
Because it eliminates the need to think outside the box and experiment.
Exactly. If AI can solve all our problems perfectly, where's the incentive to innovate and push boundaries?
That's a good point. But didn't the other hosts argue that AI can actually be a catalyst for innovation?
They did. Their point was that AI can free us from those mundane, repetitive tasks,
okay,
allowing us to focus on higher level thinking and creative problem solving.
So instead of replacing human ingenuity, AI can actually amplify it.
Precisely. It can offer fresh insights, automate those tedious processes, and even help us approach problems from different angles.
It seems like the key is using AI, strategically embrace its potential, but don't become overly reliant on it.
Yes.
Maintain that balance between human and machine.
Absolutely. And here's where leadership plays a vital role.
Okay.
Creating a culture that embraces innovation while also valuing the human element is crucial.
So we need leaders who can foster an environment where employees feel empowered to experiment, learn, and grow alongside AI. It sounds like a tricky balancing act.
It is, but the rewards are significant. Beveridge believes that by finding this virtuous mean, that sweet spot between innovation and humanity,
okay,
businesses can achieve greater success and create a more fulfilling work experience for everyone involved. It's not just about the bottom line. It's about creating a better future for both customers and employees.
Now that's a vision worth striving for. And speaking of a better future, Beveridge's own story is pretty inspiring.
Yes.
Even at 63, he's still embracing new challenges and finding ways to make a positive impact. It's a good reminder that it's never too late to learn and grow.
Absolutely. His journey highlights the importance of lifelong learning and staying connected to our passions, finding work that makes us feel truly alive.
It's not just about making a living, it's about making a difference, aligning our work with our values and using our talents to create something meaningful.
Exactly. And speaking of meaningful pursuits, there was a rather amusing anecdote in the podcast where one of the hosts asked Beveridge for advice on, wait for it, buying an RV.
Oh, yes. The age-old question, should you consult your spouse before making a major purchase? And Beveridge, it seems, had a rather unconventional approach.
It sounds like he learned that lesson the hard way.
To say the least, but beyond the humor, I think there's a deeper message there.
Right.
It's about taking risks, stepping outside our comfort zones, and pursuing those things that ignite our passions.
It's about embracing adventure and not letting fear hold us back.
Life is short. We should make the most of it. But I'm curious what stood out to you the most from this conversation. What resonated with you?
What I find fascinating is how this all connects back to the idea of being a sustaining resource, not just for our clients, but for ourselves, our communities, and even the world around us.
That's a profound thought. It challenges us to think about how we're contributing to a better future, not just in our professional lives, but in every aspect of our lives.
It really does make you think, doesn't it? It's not just about selling widgets or hitting quotas.
Right.
It's about using our skills and talents to make a positive impact.
Exactly. And that brings us back to you, our listener. What does it mean to be a sustaining resource in your own life?
Yeah.
How are you contributing to a better future for yourself, for your loved ones, for your work, for the world?
These are questions worth pondering.
They are.
And they're questions that we hope this deep dive has helped you explore in a new light.
Yeah.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it?
It has.
From the intricacies of building trust and adding value
to
the evolving role of technology and the importance of staying human in a rapidly changing world.
Absolutely. And if there's one key takeaway I hope you'll walk away with, it's this business at its heart is about people.
Yeah.
It's about connecting, collaborating, and creating something meaningful together.
And as technology continues to reshape the landscape, it's more important than ever to remember that.
It is.
To embrace innovation while also cherishing those irreplaceable human connections.
To use our talents and resources to make a positive difference in the world. So as you go about your day, I encourage you to keep these ideas in mind. What are you passionate about? What steps can you take to become a sustaining resource for yourself and others?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
These are powerful questions
that
can guide us toward a future that's both fulfilling and impactful.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it's been as thought-provoking and inspiring for you as it has been for us.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep striving to make a positive difference.